Welcome to Quick Brain, bite-sized brain hacks for busy people who want to learn faster and achieve more. I'm your coach, Jim Quick.
Free your mind.
Let's imagine if we could access 100% of our brain's capacity.
I wasn't high, wasn't wired, just clear. I knew what I needed to do and how to do it.
I know Kung Fu.
Show me.
I want to welcome you back, Quick Brains. I am your host and your brain coach, Jim Quick. Ensuring access to clean air, it used to be an afterthought for a lot of people, but our guest today has made it his life's purpose to raise awareness about the importance of optimal wellness foundations. And our guest today is Peter Spiegel. He is the founder and co-CEO of Ideal Living, and we'll talk about what that company is. It's a wellness company that's democratizing quality by sharing superior science-based products that provide clear air and pure water. So today, Peter joins us with a wealth of knowledge on managing indoor air quality for well-being. We'll be discussing the alarming air pollution statistics, impact on brain health, your focus, your memory, the best plants potentially that could help filter your office, your home, indoor environments. And so that will be the focus, how air quality and a clean environment affect our brain health and our mental performance. Welcome to the show, Peter.
Thank you so much for having me, Jim. I'm very happy to be here.
First of all, why is it important to pay attention to air quality now more than ever? And how has it changed maybe over the past decade? And when I was listening to some of your videos, you talked about the Environmental Protection Agency talking about how there could be upwards of 500 times more pollution indoors than outdoors.
You know, the EPA says on their website that indoor air is generally 5 to 6 times more polluted than outdoor air, and sometimes as much as 100 times more polluted.
Wow.
That really surprises people. They think, oh, I'm going to go into my home. My home is a sanctuary, and I don't have to worry about air quality once I'm inside my home. But unfortunately, you know, that just isn't the case for a variety of reasons. First of all, if it's outside your home, it's also coming inside your home. You open your windows, you open your doors, your HVAC systems are created, invented to recirculate not just indoor air, but to bring some outdoor air inside your home. So if it's outside your home, it's also going to be inside your home unless you have a completely sealed home. And then unfortunately, on top of that, just through our daily living, we start adding things to the indoor air. I mean, if we have pets, many of us have pets and we love our pets, but then some of them shed and then that pet dander might get into the air. If we had a newer home, construction materials, unfortunately, can have many, many chemicals in them, and then they outgas those volatile organic compounds into the air. We might use cleaning products. We might have a gas stove. We may have a gas dryer. We may have personal care products with artificial fragrances, which are made from petroleum products, and a very dangerous chemical called phthalates are in artificial fragrances. And many of us love to burn candles in our home. I was on a Dr. Gundry's podcast, and I started talking about candles, and they edited out that little clip and put it on Instagram, and now 4 million people have heard me speak about candles. I don't want to spend too much time on that, but the majority of candles are made out of a petroleum wax. You're essentially burning petroleum in your home. They're scented with artificial fragrances. You're putting more synthetic chemicals into your home. So that's the way our home becomes 5 or 6 or even 100 times more polluted than outdoor air.
Yeah. So when we're thinking about it, I mean, it's ubiquitous, right? Perfumes, yeah. Candles, mold, which is a big issue for a lot of people that people don't even realize that they're being affected. Cleaning products, paint, personal care, the off-gassing from you know, new, like your new mattress, or let's say you're getting carpet or furniture.
Yeah, I think mattresses are one of the worst things, because again, people don't think about it, right? They buy a new mattress. If it has an inner spring, the majority of those mattresses then are covered with polyurethane foam, which is made from petroleum. And now you're sleeping on and these off-gassing elements. And I always recommend to people, if you're going to buy a new bed, make sure it's a natural mattress. Natural latex, organic latex is a good choice. If you're going to paint your home, make sure you use zero VOC paint, not low VOC. And the same thing, you know, carpeting, you can get wool carpeting. So you can make choices that create a better home environment, and then you're not introducing these things. And the best solution is prevention. It's better not to have these things in your home. And you mentioned mold. Mold is a big topic for people. And mold is something that grows naturally in nature outside of our homes. If there's a storm or the humidity is high, then mold is going to go up outside in the natural environment. That's going to get into your home. There are many people who have mold allergies. They'll find that they have itchy eyes or sneezing or itchy ears or their skin is itchy. You know, these are normal allergic reactions to mold. Then some people have this phenomenon called brain fog. You just feel foggy from mold. And maybe, Jim, you know more about that than I, and you can comment on it. Then there's the mold inside of our home. And this is something, again, if you discover mold in your home, either growing in a wall or on a carpeted surface, you want to get that mold out of your home. Yeah. And the other thing people often get confused about, it's we're not sensitive to the mold itself. It's the spores that the mold releases into the air that causes problems. And, you know, some are just minorly irritating problems, like the symptoms we talked about, these allergic symptoms. But for some people and some types of mold, these can cause very, very serious symptoms and even hospitalization. You want to get the mold out of your home.
So some of these symptoms are kind of obvious. Itchy eyes, sneezing, congestion, coughing can affect your sleep, you know, on the extreme side, potentially contributing factors to lung disease or heart disease. You and I were talking before we started recording about some research you found on how air pollution could affect our brains.
Sure. Maybe
we could talk on that a little bit.
I have a company called Ideal Living. We make an air purifier called Air Doctor. Some people call me the Air Doctor, but I'm like an Air Doctor general practitioner. So I had to do some additional research to prepare for this podcast, where we're going to do some more deep diving into cognitive health. But I'll just talk about some of the things that I speak about often, and then we can go into some of the more deep research as we get into this. There is a lot of published science on the impact of air pollution on cognitive health. In 2020, The Lancet, which is a prestigious medical journal in England, added air pollution to one of the risk factors for Alzheimer's. So the link between air quality and brain health is very, very well established. And it's well known that people who live in areas of higher pollution have much higher levels of memory problems and dementia. So, you know, that is kind of taking the older population into consideration. You know, shifting to the other end of the spectrum, there was a study done at UCLA here in Los Angeles, where I live, and it was done in conjunction with USC at their medical center. And they studied the impact on children, air pollution on children, based on how far they live from a major thoroughfare or freeway. So that was like the factor that they were looking at. And what they discovered is the kids who lived within a half a mile of a major freeway and up to 2 miles away, that they had the related decreases in actual IQ on IQ tests.
Let's get to some of the solutions, because I just want to talk about your units.
Sure, thank you.
But before that, I know there are things that people could do, like in our office here, we have certain plants as an example. So what are some of the, what can somebody who's very concerned for their family, their team, what can they do? Some of the simple things that they could do to mitigate the harmful effects of air pollution. And if plants happens to be one of them, are there certain air cleaning plants that you personally like?
So we touched a little bit on this, which is the topic of prevention. Right. So as we talked about, if you get a new mattress, get a natural mattress. If you get new furniture, make sure that there's no synthetic materials, there's no synthetic foam in it. Same with carpeting. Use natural cleaners in your home. Don't use things with synthetic fragrances. If you have a gas stove, make sure it's properly vented to the outdoors. The same thing with a gas dryer. You know, these are the kind of common sense things that we can do. Make sure the humidity in your home isn't too high, which is going to, foster mold growth. Mm. You know, in terms of plants, plants are very uplifting and they're great to have in your home. Unfortunately, they don't have a big impact on getting these volatile compounds out of the air. And they also certainly aren't going to do anything about particulate matter. So I think there are a few plant varieties that might be better than others. And the reason I don't talk about it is that the impact is not that significant. You'd have to have if you really love plants and you could have a greenhouse in your home and a forest of plants, I think, that would be, impactful. But a pretty easy thing to do is to get, purchase a high quality air purifier. We manufacture air purifiers. I can tell you kind of the things to look for in an air purifier. One thing that's very important is you want to get the particulate matter out of the air. And that could be, larger particles like dust or pollen, even mold spores are fairly large particles. They're pretty easy to trap. But you also want to capture the most dangerous particles, the PM2.5 particles. The best way to do that is with a HEPA filter.
Do you have too much to read but too little time? Are your shelves full of books that you haven't read yet and become shelf help, not self-help? And that's why I created the Quick Reading Course. 15 minutes a day, 21 days will absolutely transform your life. Just go to quickbrain.com/reading. Use the code podcast15 and you'll get instant access.
So there's a filter called standard called HEPA. It's a high efficiently particulate filter. They were actually developed during the development of the atomic bomb to capture radioactive particles. At that time, it was believed that the hardest size particle to capture was 0.3 microns. So there's a standard that says a HEPA filter has to capture 99.97% of particles down to 0.3 microns. But as I mentioned, there are particles much smaller than 0.3 microns, ultrafine dust, very small smoke particles. And of course, viruses are 0.06 microns, much smaller than the HEPA standard. So there are filters now that go beyond the HEPA standard. We call ours ultra HEPA filters, and they remove 99.99% of particles down to 0.003 microns. That's 100 times smaller than the HEPA standard. So I suggest you look for an air purifier that has that type of filter. The second thing about air purifiers, especially the ones you find in big box stores, is if you go to the store and just take the cover off of them, you'll see that the filters are not sealed in the in the device. And so the majority of the air actually goes around the filter and not through the filter. So you want to make sure that the filter is a sealed system. Otherwise, you're paying a lot of money and you're just recirculating the air, you know, in your home. Another thing that you should look for, and I'm hitting on the big things, is I mentioned earlier that there's two types of contaminants in our air. There's particles and then there's gases. So gases are not removed by HEPA or ultra HEPA filters. You need a carbon filter to do that. And a lot of inexpensive air purifiers advertise that they have a carbon filter, and then you look at it, take it apart, and you see there's like a little piece of foam material or some fabric impregnated with a little bit of carbon. And that carbon will get deactivated within one day of using it. Mm. So you need a very substantial carbon filter. And in Air Doctor, in our air purifier, we also have a very substantial carbon filter. And there are other things that I call the extras. You also have your extras in the way you describe important things. So some other extras include, what is the quality of the motor and the fan in the air purifier? We use something that we call a whisper jet fan. It's a DC motor. It's much, much quieter than the type of motors and fans that are in other air purifiers, because if it's too noisy, you're not going to use your air purifier. And then another very important thing is the air purifier the right size for your room? So the EPA and the Center for Disease Control recommends that you circulate the air in a room 5 times per hour. And in order to do that, you need a fairly significant size air purifier. And I can explain how do you do the calculation for your room size, but that may be a little bit too much information.
This is, in full disclosure, I purchased one of your Air Doctor units, or actually multiple ones, years ago.
Thank you.
And I got it at retail. So I want people to know, this is when we did our research consistently, Air Doctor, your units was just the ones we trust, right? And my family uses it. We have multiple different units, sizes, like, you know, for our baby, we have a small unit in his bedroom, and, you know, the larger unit in our living room. Many of our teammates, you know, have since, over the past couple of years, have purchased your units. We orchestrated and put together a special deal with your team. So if people want more information and want to get a generous discount, people could go to airdoctorpro.com/quick. K-W-I-K. It's airdoctorpro.com/quick. And you'll save up to, I believe, $300. So I want to thank your team for arranging that for our community.
Thank you.
You know, depending on which units we'll put the link to that and other resources, at jimquick.com/notes. So always go to the show notes. But this is an exclusive offer here for those of you listening to this would like to do your own research and have options, because we always want to provide resources, you know, for our community. So again, airdoctorpro.com/KWIK. So highly, highly encourage you to check that out for yourself and, you know, for your own health and brain health for you and your family. I just want to stress for everybody, it's just like the air you breathe matters, especially for your gray matter.
I just wanted to mention another study that was recently done. It was published by Harvard University. They simulated the atmosphere in a typical office building. They standardized the amount of particulate matter. They standardized the amount of VOCs. And then they compared it to what they called like a green building, a really clean building. And they tested 7 cognitive factors, like pretty much everything you can measure in cognition, they measured. And what they found is that there was a 100% improvement, 100% in cognitive function in the clean room, in the green standard building, versus just a normal building that people go to work in every day.
Amazing. Amazing. I want to thank everybody who's tuned into this episode. Please share this with someone that you wish would benefit from it. Share it with a loved one. One of the most important things you could do. I think you learned something for two reasons. You learn it and how it could positively impact you, and you learn it so you could share it with other people so they don't have to suffer and struggle. And make sure you subscribe, especially on YouTube. We put the extended version on YouTube. If you're just listening to this, join our 1.5 million subscribers there, where we put beyond the 20 minutes that we do on the audio platforms. And just search my name and you can find us there. And Peter, again, thank you so much for your work, your time, and your talent. And everybody, we look forward to seeing you in the next episode. And until then, everyone, be limitless.